It has been far too long. We've kept the people waiting, John, but me and you, we've wrapped up the formal rookie profile series, which means it's time to put it all into action. We're going to do a four-round Superflex PPR, no tight end premium rookie mock draft. Like I said, that analysis that we've been putting out in all the rookie profiles, we want to put it into action here. Without further ado, we're going to jump right into things here. But if folks want more action, more insight, more advice, you can head on over to patreon.com/rookiebigboard. You can check out our rankings. You can get into the Discord community. You can hop on Zoom with me, do a one-on-one draft strategy call, and lots more, again, over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. With that being said, John, we're going to keep it pretty simple, pretty straightforward with the first pick. I'm going to go Caleb Williams. We're not getting cute here, folks. You know what? If you wanted to take Marvin Harrison Jr., I wouldn't blame you with the 101, even in a super flex, but we're going to keep it pretty chalk here, and I'm going to pass it on over to you, John.
This is a very challenging position for me right now. I'm going to assume that you have a quarterback challenge if you're picking second. I don't necessarily believe because there's risk here. But I'll take Jaden Daniels for the ceiling and the upside. I just think in a super flex, if you're picking second, you probably need a quarterback, Matt. Wide receiver's deep. I can reach for a wide receiver in the second and third rounds. I'll take the upside here with Jaden Daniels.
I like that pick a lot, John. That is not the common pick here, which I think is really important. I know you stick to your board. You give actionable advice. And the upside behind Jaden Daniels is absolutely enticing. But I mentioned it. I would consider Marvin Harrison Jr. with the 101, even in a super flex league. You look at the hit rates of quarterbacks. Realistically, it is shaky, right? You have a high-level prospect. No such thing as a can't-miss prospect. But Marvin Harrison Jr. is about as close as you can get. So even on a rebuilding dynasty roster, even if you have quarterback need, I don't blame anybody for taking a little bit of floor and a whole lot of upside with Marvin Harrison Jr. So on to the 104 here for you, John.
You have to assume 50% of the quarterbacks are going to bust in the first round. I have a generational talent. I really believe Malik Nabers is the best wide receiver in this class. I'm going to take him at the 104. I think he's Antonio Brown. I can't pass him up here. His floor is too high.
That is huge. Malik Nabers making it into the top four picks. It's not consensus. It's not chalk. But, John, I'll tell you, even in the Rookie Big Board Discord, I get this question a lot. You know, I want to take Malik Nabers over Marvin Harrison Jr. Is that okay? I wouldn't do it. But you're absolutely within the realm of reasonability to go up and take Malik Nabers in the top four picks. But, man, that creates some really fantastic value. So I would be thrilled in a super flex league. If I'm sitting there at 105 and I could get Drake May, I do feel like he's the one being forgotten about. You got to eat your vegetables a little bit with Drake May. He's not the flashiest guy, but he's got the arm. He's got the mobility. Of course, it's going to be about landing spot and getting coached up. But at 105, that's a really good value point there for the North Carolina quarterback.
I clearly thought about Drake May, but I'm looking at the floor, and in super flex, it could be dangerous. So that's why I took Nabers. This next one, I think we have Larry Fitzgerald and AJ Green. I'm not passing up Rome Odunze. I'm sorry. I just think he's incredible floor, incredible ceiling. I just have him a notch below the big two. So I'll take Odunze here at number six.
All right. That makes 107 pretty easy for me. I'm going to go ahead and take the tight end Brock Bowers.
Oh.
We said no tight end premium here. If it's a tight end premium league, you know, he's right up there in the conversation with where Malik Nabers went at 104. For me, at least, probably more likely to be at 105 is where I'd start to take him off the board. But I think even in a non-premium league, 106, 107 is absolutely a justified spot to take the tight end who, remember, folks, there's a good chance he's going to actually be lining up in the slot more than he's going to be lining up in line for his next team.
So number seven, you're probably a playoff team or borderline playoff team. I've heard, Matt, you said in order to win a Superflex Dynasty, you need three of the top 24. I'm hoping the landing spot is good. I'm taking my fourth quarterback on the board, J.J. McCarthy. I think it's worth the risk here. You probably have a strong roster build. Give me the quarterback and hope he lands in Minnesota, my friends. I think that could be an ideal landing spot for J.J., so I'll take McCarthy here.
If J.J. McCarthy goes to Minnesota, I think we're going to be talking about a legitimate debate between him and Drake May.
I agree.
Yeah, so 108 could turn out to be just a screaming value here for J.J. McCarthy at the quarterback position. Well, John, you know one of the rookie big board mantras is to go and get your guy. I don't know that he's going to come off the board at 109, but I don't want you to get him either. And sometimes it's about knowing your league mates. So I'm going to take Troy Franklin, the wide receiver out of Oregon. I did it. I took him from you. Listen, Troy Franklin is still wide receiver three on my board. I'm a big fan of him, and I know that you like him more than the other wide receiver I was debating at this spot. So I'm going to go ahead and play the cards that I have, and I'll be happy to get Franklin with the 109.
You know, Matt, this is my sixth rookie draft this year in the draft cycle, and I've been getting Troy Franklin early second round. But you and I are high on him. So steal. I've been lucky because I'm getting him at the 2-3, 2-4, but you got him and I love him. So there's no question. But we are higher at the rookie big board than consensus out there. So he's a value for our viewers, no question in my mind. Now we're in an interesting part of the draft. I'm not going to go running back here, Matt. It's too risky. I can't go one of these quarterbacks. This is going to be a conundrum, and there might be people who love the quarterbacks, but I can't do it. I'm a playoff team here. I'm going to go with the guy who I think is going to have a decent floor, high ceiling. I'm going Brian Thomas, LSU.
You did take him. Nice.
You know, Matt, the ceiling is there. The analytics have some red flags, but he's only played college for 3 years. He's just a size speed freak. I know he runs three routes, Matt. But you know what? He might run those three routes as well as anyone in the league. I'll take him here. So I like Brian Thomas.
I love it, John. So now it's getting to the point where we've got to make some tough decisions. And if you're watching on YouTube, you just saw me look off screen here for a brief moment. I just want to show everybody. I'm just pulling up the rookie big board rankings on my phone here because I ran out of screens. I got to make sure I'm consulting the rankings as always. So a nice perk here for anybody who's in on the rookie big board. At 111, John, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the first running back off the board. Okay. It hasn't changed for me. It's not consensus, and I don't care. Until I am proven wrong with some terrible draft capital or a horrible landing spot projection, Braylon Allen is far and away clearly the running back one for me. And I think 111, 112 is going to be where his ADP ends up, even though it's not trendy and popular and cool to take him in the first round right now. 111, Braylon Allen.
Matt, for our viewers, he is going to be a steal. He is not going that early. I like him too, but I know you can get him at the end of the second round looking around. So Matt loves him. I like him. Matt's taking his guy. That's how we play. But you could be sneaky and let him drop to the second round. Last night, he went in the third round of a mock draft. So,
oh, come on. What are we doing?
He went in the third round. So I'm seeing him drop. So we have value here. Now, this is a really tough spot for me. You're at the end of the 12th. So I think it depends on roster construction. But I'm going to take the player who I believe is more going to be loved by the community than me. It's Xavier Worthy.
Ah.
I think he's going to end up, Matt, on a playoff team. Look at what Buffalo just did earlier today. Buffalo's not, I'm convinced now they're drafting a wide receiver in round one and possibly round two or three. I like Xavier Worthy here. What if he ends up with Josh Allen? No Stephon Diggs there. I think Xavier Worthy is going to be a really high-value player after the draft, so I'll take him here.
Yeah, I was looking for Xavier Worthy at 201. I didn't get him. A quick recap of the first round for those listening. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, and Drake May round out the top five. Then Roma Dunze at 106, Brock Bowers, J.J. McCarthy, Troy Franklin at 109, Brian Thomas Jr. 110, Braylon Allen and Xavier Worthy round out the first 12 selections. John, as we head into the second round, we're starting to burst things wide open. You know, I think as early as 111, it's starting to be a little bit of choice. Choose your own flavor here. And I'm going to go with a guy who's very controversial. He's got a ton of upside. He's got a low floor. I'm going to go with Keon Coleman. You know, I think that this is where a realistic spot for where he could go. I also think in a league, he could go as low as 206, but I'm still in on the upside, John, and I'm holding out for draft capital. I'm holding out for landing spot. He's a very volatile value at this point in time, but I'm going to go for it with Keon Coleman.
Keon Coleman's fascinating because I think the rule changes, Matt, with kick returns having more value. And I've been looking at some of the rosters, Matt. There are some teams that are desperate for kick returners because basically some teams just ignored it for the last 2 years. What do we average? 1.1 kick returns per game?
Right.
Keon Coleman might go earlier than people think because of special teams contributions. Now, I'm going to stay with my board here. And I think I'm going to have a lot of exposure to this young man. I'm going Blake Corum.
Yeah.
I think he plays immediately for 2 years. I don't care about 3 years at running back. I literally don't, Matt. At this point, I'm in a two-year running back window. Burn Corum up. I don't care. He's older. Give me 2 years, and whatever happens in 2027 or 26, I'll deal with it then. I like Blake Corum here.
All right, Adonai Mitchell, he's not one of my guys. I think he's going to be overvalued. I think he's going to be overdrafted. But if we're being realistic about it, he's going to get first-round draft capital, which means he's not fallen any further than the early second. So just to be fair to ADP, to give you a reasonable understanding of value, I'm going to go ahead and take him here at 203.
I'm going to stay with my board. And if I'm this late in or this early, fourth pick, I do believe you probably need a running back. I'm going to go with a player who can play immediately. I'm not holding on to an injured player at this point when I'm a bad team. I'm going Jalen Wright. I'm hoping for an outside zone scheme. I'm hoping he lands in the right system. But I think Jalen Wright has special abilities if he's in the right offense. So I'll take Jalen Wright right here.
I swear I am the lowest guy around on Jalen Wright. It just feels so wrong. As the Tennessee fan, I'm going to go ahead here and I'm going to take a wide receiver. He's gaining a lot of steam. It's Ladd McConkey. There's another wide receiver who I hold a little bit higher in my rankings. But again, I want to give a reflection of consensus, be realistic. And I do like Ladd McConkey a lot. I think if he lands in a high volume offense, he can absolutely shred. We got into that in depth, John, on Ladd McConkey's rookie profile. So just want to remind everybody, you know, whether you're watching or whether you're listening, every player that we've drafted so far and most of the ones that we'll draft for the remainder of this, we have full rookie profile breakdowns, which is why we're not doing a ton of in-depth player analysis as we go here. All of that's available at the Rookie Big Board YouTube channel or your favorite podcast provider. 206 now, John.
You know, I do think everyone we've drafted, we've done a breakdown on. So go check us out on YouTube, everyone. Here's a conundrum. We're in Superflex. There's two possible quarterbacks in the first round.
Was he going to do
it? I'm not sure if I believe the hype, and I don't have first round grades, but it doesn't matter. Quarterbacks go in the first round, they should be drafted. I'm going to hope he ends up in Denver. I'm going Bo Nix of Oregon here. I think the value if he's a first round, that's the number 12 pick overall, I'll take the quarterback mid second round.
It feels a little bit spicy, but John, even in the rookie profile, even in the rookie guide, myself who likes Bo Nix, but has been a little bit conservative on him, this is the range I've projected him to go in. So I think it's an absolutely appropriate selection to make. I'm going to go back to the wide receiver. Well, I mentioned there was another wide receiver that I had in a very similar range to Ladd McConkie, and that's Roman Wilson, the wide receiver out of Michigan. I think he's going to go higher than a lot of folks expect. He's going to get some really nice draft capital. He can separate. He's got good hands. His ADP is probably more in the third round right now, but I expect it'll land in this mid to late second round range.
Another spot that's challenging. I have a running back I like very much, and I have a quarterback, but I'm going to assume this team took a quarterback already. So I'm not going to go quarterback here. I'm going to go Jonathan Brooks. I do think he's going to go in the second round. There's rumors about Dallas. I'm a playoff team, so I might be able to hold on to him if he's on the pup list. I'm okay with Jonathan Brooks here. If I'm a non-playoff team, I need a running back immediately. But I can take Brooks here, so I like him. What are we, pick 7 or 8 in this round, Matt?
208. Brooks has gone off at 208.
That's a nice value here, 208.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and take Xavier Leggett. I think Leggett will go off the board before 209 just because there's going to be a Leggett fan in every draft. And we talked about this. John, I think the Leggett profile actually may have been the most viewed one. But high upside. I've ridden the roller coaster. I've kind of landing somewhere in between. So my theory on Leggett is if the value's there, take him at 209. The value's there. Oh, man. If drafting from the 109 spot, Troy Franklin and Xavier Leggett is who this roster's taking. That's a pretty nice set of wide receivers to start off your rookie draft when you were a playoff team.
A playoff team in Superflex can take a risk at quarterback.
Oh,
I'm going to say this. I think the Raider Kool-Aid is obvious what they want. I think Michael Penix is going to end up in Las Vegas. I can't imagine them going into the season with freaking Aiden O'Connell and that depth chart. I'll take Michael Penix and hope he lands with Adams. So I'll take Michael Penix there.
All right, 211, I'm going to take my medicine again, just try to keep the draft, you know, reflective of what rookie drafts can be. I feel like we let Trey Benson fall further than most would. Neither one of us are fans of Trey Benson. I struggle with his vision, but there's plenty of folks who have Trey Benson as running back one or in their top three running backs. He's not going to make it to the third round of rookie drafts, so we'll go ahead and take him here at 211.
I'm a playoff team. I'm picking 12th. I just got a high-end wide receiver I love. I like to build depth at positions in Superflex. Matt and I always believe, go get your guy. I'm going Javon Baker right here.
Whoa.
I know. I'm way high on him.
Wow.
But if you give me Javon Baker and Xavier Worthy, I'll take it all day, my friend.
That is spicy. Well, John, you've taken two quarterbacks so far. In the second round, you know, with this anticipation of a first round or top 50 draft capital. And I'm going to take my guy now. I think Spencer Rattler is going to go higher than most folks expect. I'm on record here that I think only 4 quarterbacks go in the first round. I don't think Nix goes. I don't think Penix goes. But if a team is willing to trade up into the late 20s to get that fifth year of the contract, I think it's actually Spencer Rattler that a team could go for. So 301 could seem like an absolute value a month from now, or I could just be completely out of my mind. But regardless, I like the tools, and I promise you, the NFL likes him better than you think the NFL likes him. Not you, John, but everybody in general. 302.
My friends, if you want to see Spencer Rattler join the rookie big board team, only subscribers have the video breakdown for Spencer Rattler. So go check it out, Matt and I think we did that 3 weeks ago. I forget the exact date. I'm going to go off my board because I think the value at running back is in the second or third round. I'm going to go the higher running back that I have available. It's Marshawn Lloyd. I like Marshawn Lloyd here. I think if I get him in the third round and he has the right landing spot, I'll take him. I think he can play from day one.
Yep, Marshawn Lloyd was exactly the player that I was going for. But I'm going to pivot. I'm going to head down the tight end route, John, because I think Jatavion Sanders at 303 is a huge value. We would be talking about Sanders so much more if Brock Bowers wasn't in this class, because he's athletic, because he's a great pass catcher. Now, John, this roster, team three that we're drafting for, Marvin Harrison Jr., Atane Mitchell, Jatavion Sanders. I mean, folks, there is so much value even as we're getting into the third round. This is why we say all year long, trade for second round picks, trade for third round picks. This time of year is no different.
I'm going to go to my board again. I'm trying to stay loyal. Now, sometimes I bump guys up. I like my guys. But my highest ranked wide receiver, my highest ranked player left is Ricky Pearsall. Oh, I think he's going in the second round. I've really grown to like Ricky Pearsall. I love him in the third round, Matt. He's just sitting there all the time around this middle of the third round. I'll take him all day. I like Pearsall a ton.
Just getting sniped back and forth by John in this round here. This is a tough look. All right, so you know what? If we're going to go ahead and get our guys, there's two running backs that you know are my guys. And one of them is actually, I've seen him consistently going in the mid to late third round of rookie drafts. Not every rookie draft, but his name is catching on. Folks are starting to get in on him. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Isaiah Davis out of South Dakota. I'm on record. I think he's an early day three draft pick. And so I think the mid third round is going to be a really good spot for him. Folks, if you're not watching the FCS film, you have a treat ahead for you. Go ahead, flip on some Isaiah Davis. He's a really fun player. And another guy, John, that has a rookie profile for our patrons.
I'm going to go with some. I thought you were going to take my guy. That's why I said, a player who is getting overlooked, and I'm starting to, it's because the other backs have fallen below him. I'm going Will Shipley. I think the NFL is going to like Will Shipley much more than people expect. Clemson pedigree, 1,000-yard runner right out of the gate, pass catcher extraordinaire, goal line back, not the best inside runner. I get it. But everyone, I really do. I think the NFL likes Shipley a lot from the tea leaves. I think he's going in round three, so I'm going to take Will Shipley here.
All right. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go back to the wide receiver well, and I'm going to take Jalen McMillan. You know, I'm not sure that – yeah, I know. I took him from you. There you go. I'm not sure that McMillan has the best, like, long-term upside out of the class. But in the third round, this feels like a nice double off the wall, right? You're just kind of it's a safe pick. You can put him into your flex spot. And in the right system, he absolutely could eat, but probably more of like a 70 to 80 target guy, 4 to 5 touchdown guy. But I think it's a really nice spot to get here at 307. And that puts you on the clock, John, at 308.
I'm looking at my board, and I might be drinking the Kool-Aid. But Matt and I just did another video. Go check it out. I like Malik Washington too much, Matt.
Oh, no.
I will take him here. I think he's a PPR slot monster. I think his ceiling is 70 receptions, 900 yards, 5 or 6 touchdowns as a flex or fourth receiver. I'm very happy with that. I like Malik Washington a lot.
A man of the people. The Rookie Big Board Discord has absolutely adopted Malik Washington. I got to tell you, we had rave feedback that he was the featured player last week. So John is a man of the people, taking Malik Washington at 308. I thought I might be able to sneak him a little bit later. 309, we're going to go back to taking our medicine just to make sure all of our viewers or listeners have a realistic idea of what's going on. I'm not a fan of Malachi Corley. John's not a big fan of Malachi Corley. We've mentioned these high manufactured production wide receivers are red flags, but we can't just let him fall off the board because he's going to go. 309 is probably the latest you're going to see him because there's a Malachi Corley super fan in every league. I wouldn't let it be you personally, but at 309, it's an appropriate place to get him off the board.
I had him on my little short list looking right in front. I think this is nice round to get some running back value. I'm going to go Ray Davis of Kentucky.
Yeah.
I think he's a really solid, again, I'm looking for 2 years. If he gets on the right team, gets opportunity, I'll take Ray Davis and hope for the landing spot.
All right. I like that pick with Ray Davis a lot. I'm going to get my guy. I mentioned it when I took Isaiah Davis. There's actually a running back who's even higher on the rookie big board, and that's Cody Schrader out of Mizzou. I love Cody Schrader. He is absolutely my sleeper guy. He's still probably going to get day three draft capital. I don't care. I'm going to have 75%+ exposure to him. I just think he's an underrated runner. I think he's an underrated pass catcher. And John, we've accidentally had this roster here drafting from the 11th spot take Braylon Allen, Trey Benson, and Cody Schrader. So clearly they are in need of a running back. And I think they're going to walk away with some production out of this.
All you have to do is hit on one, right? In Dynasty, it could change the whole outlook. So I'm not going to take a wide receiver here just because Matt Olson brought it up and I had one in my mind. So I'm going to wait here. I think this is a spot for a sleeper tight end. My number two tight end is Ben Sinnott. I'm going to take Ben Sinnott here. I think you might be able to get him in the fourth round, but I'm going to plant a flag that I'm all in on Ben Sinnott. So take him here.
I got to tell you, I love Ben Sinnott's tape. I need to wait to hear his name called in the NFL draft before I'll let myself fall in love, because I am terrified, John, that they're gonna call his name Ben Sinnott, fullback. I'm just waiting for it. I'm terrified. So I'm glad you took him because he deserves to be taken, but my heart couldn't take it. We'll sit off a little tight end run here, because I think folks are going to fall in love with Theo Johnson. The athletic upside, I think he's going to come away with good NFL draft capital. He's got pass-catching potential, but unproven. So the fourth round feels like an appropriate spot to take him. So our team drafting out of the one spot is leaving with Caleb Williams, Keon Coleman, Spencer Rattler, Theo Johnson. That is a whole heck of a lot of upside.
It's a real nice upside. So I actually noticed now this team has a quarterback and two running backs, correct? Am I reading correct. That right?
Yep.
So there's a running back I like, but I'm not going to take him here because I kind of want to build. If I was actually building a team, I can't go three running backs. Obviously, roster construction matters, so maybe I could. But I'm going to go a guy, you've heard me talk about him, Matt. I like him a lot. Fourth round, I'm going to have a lot. It's Luke McCaffrey.
Oh, I'm just boy. Going
to take Luke right here. Now, I could make an argument there's a couple running backs who I like more, but as far as team roster building, I'm not going to go three running backs. So I'm going to take a wide receiver here who I like.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead. I'll keep taking our medicine, John. I'm sure we will get the comments that we let Jalen Polk fall just too far here. So 403, we'll get him off the board. He probably doesn't slide to the fourth round, especially if he ends up with day two draft capital.
I would have taken this running back earlier, but I mentioned I can't go three running backs. We've let him fall too far too. I know the time wasn't great. People are worried about his speed, but I'm taking Bucky Irvin here. The pass catching upside is too great. 90 receptions in the last 2 years. He's just on film. He's great. Pass catching, very, very strong. I'll take him in the fourth round, Matt.
All right. I'm going to consult the rookie big board here. I'm going to take the highest ranked player left. And that's Jamari Thrash out of Louisville. I think Thrash is a really underrated wide receiver prospect. Highly productive at Georgia Southern. 1 year at Louisville, highly productive. Immediately comes in as the X receiver. He's fast. He separates. And so I think in the mid fourth round, that's a spot I'm going to be taking a whole lot of Jamari Thrash.
Those who've been following Matt and I know, or following Matt and myself, know that I worry about G5 prospects. But he changed my opinion at the combine with the athleticism. He's my highest ranked G5 running back. I like the fourth round. I'll take the risk. I'm going Kamani Vidal out of Troy.
Huh.
Matt, I haven't said this to you. Matt and I have not talked about Kamani Vidal, guy, people. I'm in love. I'll take him all day in the fourth round.
You've fallen in love with all these smaller backs in this class, so you had to get your big back in there. You had to make sure that you had that represented here. All right, so roster seven here, drafted from the seventh slot. You got Brock Bowers. You got Roman Wilson. You got Jalen McMillan. John, how about a quarterback? There's one more quarterback that I think deserves to get drafted. I think he's flying under the radar. I'm a big fan of Michael Pratt out of Tulane. You look at one of these guys, he's not going to start right away. He's not going to get drafted into a starter slot, but just one of these guys that's always competed at a high level, who's always punched up in his weight class, who's always won games, risen the tides around him. He's got good arm talent. He's got good mobility. He is the type of quarterback where the starter goes down and he picks up the reins and just takes over the team. I think Michael Pratt is a winner. I think the NFL is going to like him. I definitely like him. So at 407, a good spot to get him onto your bench.
I was listening to a national radio draft expert. He had Michael Pratt as his number five. He's the only one who said it. And he thinks Pratt's going in the second round because he says he's been talking to some people. I don't have him that. I have him as a third round pick. I'm a tough grader. But Matt, it might end up as a real nice value here in the fourth round. And landing spot will tell us eventually what the NFL thinks of Michael Pratt. But I'm hearing a little birdie out there here and there about Pratt. So you might not be wrong on this one. I find it interesting. I'm going to go on my board because we're in the fourth round and I'm not as interested in position as I am interested in talent that might get targets or opportunity. I'm going Brendan Rice here. There are a lot of national media people. I'm not as high on him as others, but he's the highest guy on my board. And I think there's a good value here because there's a lot of national media people who like Brendan Rice more than I do and my model does.
I tried to get John to draft Tez Walker. He wouldn't do it.
I missed.
He was playing chicken with me here. So we got to take Tez Walker off the board at 409.
You know what I did, Matt? Mentally, I blocked him out of my, you're right. after our video breakdown, I have just now almost taken him off my board. Oh my God, I'm just not ready. I can't do it right now. I'm going to go running back who doesn't make a lot of sense, but I think we've let him fall too long. Audric Estime. If you can get him late fourth round, I mean, his pro day was better than his combine. He's a big back. The NFL, there will be a team, I think, that likes him early day three. So I'll go Estime here, and maybe he gets the goal line touches down the road somewhere.
This is the toughest pick of the draft for me. I'm consulting the big board because there's six guys. You know, there's like six guys here that I just want to give a shout out to, you know, like a name to watch that could sneak in. And so I don't know, like this isn't the highest name on my board, but it's somebody who we haven't talked about a lot. We will talk about him in one of our sleeper episodes, but I think Anaya Smith out of Texas A&M has a ton of upside. He's super athletic. He works very well out of the slot. John, you mentioned earlier a guy who could make a roster off of special teams. Anaya Smith is absolutely that guy. If it wasn't for a few injuries that have limited his game film and his total production in college, I think we'd be talking a lot more about Anaya Smith. So I want to make sure he gets some credit here. We'll take him off the board at 411.
I'm in an interesting spot. So I'm going to take one sleeper, and I think this is a great value pick. I'm going Dylan Lobby.
The family pick.
the reason why I'm going to go, they've asked him to run wide receiver routes at the combine, and people have been talking about him. He's going to get drafted and have opportunity, Matt. So I'll take Lobby here, and you never know. Again, I'm very reluctant on these FCS running backs, but I'll take him in the end of the fourth round.
All right, there you have it. 48 picks, super flex, PPR, no tight end premium. If you're watching on YouTube, drop those comments. Let us know what you think. Rip us apart. Give us some shout outs, whatever you want. We love to hear it. We love to have that discourse back and forth. And if you're watching, make sure you leave that 5-star review. Like our Spotify listeners specifically are very good at doing. And as always, we appreciate you checking out this episode of the rookie big board.